nature to alcohol products on the grounds that they could be separate out the bad stuff. Although we now hear it may be difficult, I don't have it in writing yet, but it'd be difficult to separate them. But assume that it's fairly easy to separate them, so they answer it. And the question was raised, why is there the Tuch Petit? Tuch Petit is Sugan Dab Mem Ham and Beis, according to Halacha. It's clearly separable. We learned yesterday, if you separate, you even have Kuris in those cases. And the interim calls mind you, did not separate it, you did not, we're not Mevatel the Bittled, if you will, and still Tuch Petit, and it's Miyuchad Yeshiva. But the synonym, you know, we say, oh, no. So you have all these cosmetics and all these kinds of denatured alcohol products. Granted, you can separate it. But meanwhile, you haven't separated yet. It's been designated for a different kind of a use, not for an eating use. Why is it different than a sitting use? That was the kasha of someone asked on the way upstairs. Someone asked me that question. That's exactly the same question that was bothering me. So I said, I have till tomorrow to give a good answer. If you have a good answer now, you'll let me know. Otherwise, we'll have to see. And I'll learn today, it's going to come up a little bit indirectly. But just wanted to start with that kasha. Always a fresh question, the best way to start a shiur. Okay, so we're learning now today, Rabbos and Mesiyat and Mishmaya, Shulchan Aruch, based on the various sources that we saw yesterday in the Gemara, in the Rosh, in the Rambam, and now opening the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, which everybody has. Take a look. You may recall the Chazon Ish said, a pshat, that if you have something which is nifsal b'achilas adam and mixed with other things, it's likely not going to be ror l'chameis esacheres. So if there's no chiv of what we call sa'or, and as a result, it's going to be hefter gamma. This is what the Chazon Ish says, that if it's not ror l'chameis esacheres, gamma is no different than any other machalos esacheres. And there he passes like the Prichodesh in Yoredei, Kuf Gimel, then it's mutter. The same as the Prichodesh passes over here in Hilchos Pesach and Tumtum Beisiv test, mutter. They don't hold from the Achshave. Not like the Rosh, but like the Ran. We spoke about it a long time ago. Find the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Beis. Let's start with Shulchan Aruch, Siv Tuf Mem Beis, Siv Beis. Start from here. Rabbo say Tuf Mem Beis, Siv Beis. Hapas Atz Moshe Ipsha, V'nivslo Milecho L'kelev, U'melugmo, Shenivshecho Eino Chayav Levar, Mishnah Berurah Tess. V'davkesh Ipsha Kodem Zman Yisuro. The Mishnah Atz Zman Yisuro, Av sheipsha kol kach hashena ro lekelev mikol gam chayav levar kevin shenis chayav o kodem shenis apsha. Once the chiyav beer sets in, it sets in, and the sharatzian yutes looking for the godim. It's only the rabbanim. I think it's a long riot from the sugya and up on here in the bay. This compared to tumah. This comparison to tumah is a very interesting comparison. Take a look over here. I am in the fifth line. I have this year with Rob Sachim, Shekosav Shekainu Dasara. Oh, what does that mean? So the what is Dasara? What is the Ritva? What is Dasara? He's just in the third line. He said, "I have Shalomar the after Midrabbana like a Chiyav in Yabir." You know, not, in other words, starts off. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to get rid of it. Comes the. In other words, if it's nifsal, if it's not nifsal, if shakon is mani suro, nifsal achas mani suro, you have to get rid of chayav levar. Okay, it's in the din daraisa. So Prima Gadim says no. Yesh lo, we can say it's only the rabbanon. And the Ritva said it's mutter. And I again quote the Ritva, the name of the ra'ah. If you look over there, the Ritva, the name of the ra'ah, that the ra'ah holds. If it's nifsal machilas adam ain't sarap levar. Of course, the question becomes, what do you mean? It's against the mefurish gemara lechora. What gemara? Take a look at the opening gemara, please, the memhamid base. I've also said memhamid base. Memhamid base, it says as follows. Tan rabbanan, with small hairs. Apash ipsha v'nifsal milechal adam, v'akelev yachol le'ochlo, mitameh tumas ochlin, v'kabetza, v'nisrefes imatumeya v'pesach. Gotta get rid of it on Pesach? And off in the Gemara. Says the Ritva, no. All the Italian Zichos is Tumah. If you want to decide, if you decide you want to burn it, so you have to, you can burn it with a tomato. You don't have to burn it. So suggests the Ritva. Okay. Fine. Let's go back here to the Shaar HaTzion, and we said before in Sivkotin Chof Aleph. What's Chof Aleph, Rabbi Osai? The Mishnah Berurah said, why must you get rid of it? Meshiroi lechamea b'isacheres. Says the Shaar HaTzion Chof Aleph, Ram. Umash rimogan Avraham, the Sivkotin Aleph, Jibra Maskel b'chomash nukshu, Duda Raisa. Okay, that could be like Sa'or, right? It's inedible, but it's Mechamea b'isacheres. I'm free regarding. Uva ofen ze sheror lechamei sisacheres mashma digam hu moda. Okay, that's correct. What if it's ain aror lechamei? What if it's ain aror lechamei? So the prima gadim suggests that maybe even in that case, is an isa hana midoraisa, an isa achila midrabbanim that you may have hana from it. Why? Considered to be kederach achilasa, it's kederach hanaasa, even though shalom kederach achilasa. This is what the prima gadim suggests in the name of some. Whereas the chazanish is the other way around. Those it's absolutely mutter, absolutely technical. The chazanish is a big makel in all of these shilots. Take a look over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Shenisrucha, Hainu dafka shenisrucha me'achilas kelev, Chav beis, Achronim ukemaskonas harav amagid. That's what they say. But again, since the Chazanish is really our main man in the sugya, read what he says. This is in Simon Kuf Tezayin, Chazanish Sivkotin, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Mishnah Berurah Sivkotin Yud Beis Kotet the Maluk Mashenis Shavat the Hainu Shenifsa Mechilas Kelev. Vein Roy Listom. He's a tiny answer to Mishnah Berurah. El Lefarish. Dim Ein a Ruel Lechame Abayom. Yeah. Benifsa Mechilas Adam Sagi. He has times against the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah should have said what I say. Namely, it's the very end of Yud Aleph. As I mentioned already a few times, Nifsa Mechilas Adam. Vein a Ruel Lechame Abayisus Acheros. In that kind of case, it's mutter. Again, Hector Gomer, and he holds this even presumably mutter, perhaps even Lachil, he doesn't know from Achshavei, etc., etc. Let's go a little bit further than that. A little further than that. Take a look here in the Shaar HaTzion, Rabosai, in Sivkot L'chof He. What does it say? You read the Mishnah Berurah Beis. In this, Kodesh Echmitza, even Pesach Eshari, since it was Nifsa, Kodesh Echmitza, Havalei kupas kepashim is apesh konus man iser, right? Either it's apesh before Pesach, or it became nisrucha before it became chametz on Pesach. It's the same thing. Shaar HaTzion Chof Hei. Hainu shenisrucha gam meachilas kelev. He requires to be meachilas kelev. Oh yeah, that's a question. Is that really so now? So if you open again, you don't have the big. Well, okay, he quotes it. Shenifsa me'achilas Adam, not Mikelev, Levad, Ayin Prima Garden. Prima Garden is an Eish Lavrom Sivkotin Gimel. Listen to this. Shemitzadid in the Pashin is Skaga Bocho Yisa, Bocho Yisa. It was still dough. Shenifsa me'adam, this is critical. It became, the Skaga while it's still dough. And it became inedible to a human being. Something happened to it, whatever, something fell into it, whatever happened, got raw. Durak nukshe kevan shebishas chimutz. When it became chametz, lohoya roy me'olam lachilas adam v'chein das hamakor chayim sivkotin beis. Says again, I'm in the Shaar HaTzion sivkotin chof he. Okay, ule malugma. Shurak ade tarovis, where it has all these matters plus it's mixed in, but often there, emshar, delegamre shari v'tarachim. Not only is there no reason to raisa, maybe heter gomor. And Rabbi also all this talking about on Pesach. If it's before Pesach, it's even more kal. It seems to me that this may have relevance to many of our things that we talk about, medicines, for example. It was never really chametz gomer, perhaps.
It was at most a kind of a nukshe, and now it's nukshe, right? It was never edible, and now if it's mixed in, it's even more kal. And mixed in before Pesach, it's even more kal. Maybe instead of the evshur legam rishar, we should take out the word evshur. if it gets mixed in before Pesach, it's more kal. Another reason to be made when it comes to the medicines which we had spoken about. Av kanavosai siv base. Okay, we're marching through this very important sin. Siv gimel. We read it quickly. Yes, back to siv gimel. This is very hard to understand siv gimel. Begodim shekipsu osam. Again, we saw this all in the Rush. It comes from the Rambam. Begodim shekipsu osam b'chelachita b'chelniyor shedipko osam b'chomet chokayotze b'zeh muter lekaimon b'pesach. Mishnah Berurah. Mutl the kaima. Mikomakom. You can keep it in your possession. Watch this over here. Also la'atzia begodim ha'mechubasim b'chelachita al-shulchan. Don't use them as tablecloths. Why? The lef'amim nimsa aleihem tzatz ma'moshus me'achomets. Could be a little bit of this chomets. It was already washed. It was laundered with some kind of starch. The little bit of starch was on the tablecloth. V'yeshlochu shema yiporech tzatz mehen. V'sochamachol, chas v'shalom. A little bit of the starch going to come into the food on Pesach. That would be a disaster. That would be a disaster. Why would it be a disaster? What's so terrible? What's so terrible? We're talking about something which is really fundamentally not real chametz. Well, if you look in Siv Dalet, Rabosai, what does Siv Dalet say? Dover shenisar bo chometz in the machol dem klal or shen the machol kolon dem kamon atiraka afal pi shebutul the kamo also la achlo. Aha! So you can keep the tablecloth very nice in your closet. You want to decorate your some fancy table that no one's eating on. That's fine, but don't bring it to the table you're eating on because you're afraid a little bit of the starch is going to mix it to your food, which is going to be a disaster. That's what it says. Okay, this is called in Shulchan Aruch. Fine, Rabbi Osai. Fine. Question. Why is this different than in the Mishnah, Rabbi Osai, in our Mishnah? What did it say in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah has enough membeis of an aleph, among other things. It says over here, kolon shel sofrim, right? Kolon shel sofrim, which is what? Quote the Rashi in the Rambam, is el ovrim b'bayro b'yamatze. So you can't keep it. So the question becomes, why by kolon shel sofrim you can't keep it? But over here, when it comes to these laundered tablecloths, you can keep them. What's the difference between one and the other? Sometimes they sound a little, at first glance, somewhat similar. They both have different uses. They're not used as foods, right? We'll explain what each one of these things is for, right? Then we have the Gemara over here, as it's quoted in the in the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Aleph, you can look there. All kinds of things over here. Are they found over here? Sif Aleph? Wherever it is, wherever it's found. These things which are very similar at first glance, wasn't in the Mishnah, but kolon shel sofrim you have to get rid of. And over here, Rabbi Osai, in the garment, in the tablecloth, which is laundered with starch, you don't have to get rid of it. What is the difference between one case and the other? That's the question. That's the question. Here we have the Godim Shekipsu also Bechel Chita, it's quoted from the Rambam, Per Galen Alocha, Yud Alf. Frek the Magen Mishnah, Bechel Niyara Shedipku also Bechomets. That's exactly what we have in the Mishnah. Kolon Shel Sofrim. Hosam also the Kaimo. Says the Magen Mishnah in incredible terms. It's Per Galen Alocha, Yud Alf. Why? Who kodem shedipku ba aniyaros? Shreel nukshe be'enei. But also the kaimo according to the Rambam. Diver Rabbeinu, heim acher shedipku ba aniyaros. Vahavale kareva shenosu natocha oros. Is that Shekos the Rabbeinu? Shein tsura sachomets omeres. Udover boru. Sha'acha nistapku mutlo the kaimo. What's he saying over here? I have glue in the jar of glue. That's chametz nukshe. I have to get rid of it. I have glue which is already used to stick papers together. Then Ein suras achomets omedes. Is it ready?
It's like part of the paper.
It's like part of the paper. Okay, Nathan says it's like part of the paper. Once the glue is glued in, it's like part of the paper. Ein suras achomets omedes. Now, if you take a look at Rabosai in the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah right over here, the Ramah is over here in Siv Gimel. V'lachein muto ledabek liyoros bachalon tol shloshel lepesach. V'yesh machmirim im nira mibachutz. Oh, fits it perfectly, right? Yud Zayin, what you just said, Nathan. V'svirlu dechshenika mibachutz mikri tsuras achomets omedes adayin afshenis yabesh. In other words, if it's, you're putting this in the window. If it's stuck in the window, it's part of the window. Stuck in the paper, it's part of the paper. Once it's sticking out as an independent unit, then it's not part of a window, not part of a paper. It's simply chametz nukshe, which according to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, you have to get rid of. That's the pashup shah. That's the pashup shah. Okay. However, if it's nivsol miachilas kelev, we have a right to be more makel. Take a look over in the same Mishnah Berurah. Okay. He says, the dam of the passion is afish, ad shenivsa me'achilas kelev. So, but if it's nivsa me'achilas kelev, it's going to be okay. V'chein im kol ha'dibuk shel chometz b'niyar, ha'yapogos mikazayis. Again, ain't tzarech levar. He's making in these two cases. He's making in these two cases, with nivsa me'achilas kelev, or it's less than kazayis. So why should that be so? Presumably, if it's less because it doesn't have any independent status, it's part of the garment, right? Part of the tablecloth. If this is a mikelev, that's a separate thing. If everything is mut. So those are the two leniencies which even the Mishnah has over here in Sivkaton Yud Zayin. It's interesting. The Sharatzion or Sivkaton La Medalid quotes a graz bebir divrei amogan Avraham. That's how the Alter Rebbe says less than because it's no problem. I am a Makor Chaim. So the Makor Chayim is found in Sivkaton Dalit. There's the Shalom of V'yesh Machmir in Nir B'Bachutz. What are they fighting about? So the Makor Chayim is the following fascinating pshat. It's Nir B'Bachutz. The question is, are you mitzarev that which is not Nira? So part is Nira, part is not Nira. Are you mitzarev? What's it doing? So it's interesting. Nathan said a var, I think it's a nice var. If it's not Nira, we can consider it as part of the furniture, part of the paper, part of the woodwork. It's not considered as a separate entity. But the Taz is bothered by this question. The Taz is over here in Siman Tufman base, of cotton base. Who cares if it's covered up? You know, we call it in America today a cover up. If by your own, by your mother, I'll put it under the blanket, I won't see it. See no evil. Don't say lo yire, lo yeroe. We all know that. You can put blinders on to be mutter. That's the Taz's question. Taz is as follows. He quotes the Magad Mishnah. Quotes the Beis Yosef, etc. Tamuah is Eino Tzichu the Dimrei Rav Yosh Mevi Hatur. What's Rav Yosh Mevi Hatur? What does that mean? I'll read it to you. Nira Li, the Kolon Haino Shanira Ba'atzma Mitakin Bekach Gon Ibud V'Nikar Achomets Abul Ono Shibadabkin Aklap Ola Tabla V'Eino Nikar Shur. What does that mean? It doesn't say that the Kolon is independent. No. The near is mitakein bekach. Obviously, it's not like you said. It's a different verb. He quotes over here from the Rav Yo. Says the Taz as follows: Tamu achilat she Rav Yo. Dim yesh kan yisur chametz mamo mashem mechasen also benia. Because he covered up. Velo yisur bayiro ashak afilin mumatmino bebor shein roeu. What's going on over here? He doesn't understand the distinction whatsoever. And by begada mechubas and bemake kemach harbe pumish harbe pumim nira ala beg and mechutz tas ma moshel shalom ekemach elavadai afal gavde nirik tas ein alose to become a gom ein shame chomet all of klal kedas hamagin mishnah alkei nirali darot alahach mi yosu gamash anir mechaseu. The Anchilim was there. Who cares that it's going to be covered? Covering should be completely irrelevant. Hi, Ticha Betit? No. That's only a Chumra B'Alma. The below Ticha Nami Shari Yosam. Kevin Shein Yochol Achlot Achra. Babli Kachamat Shenaflo of Ma'apolis. That's the case of Sivvav, Rabosai. Sivvav. Nogu Ligara Ksolim Akisol Shenogu and Chomet Yeshem Ashi Smochu. Yemesh Chomet B'Sdak Shein Yochol Achlot Achra B'Tiach Olam Matit. That's a Chumra B'Alma. Mika we didn't step deep in the crevice. We can ignore it completely. Mash enkin kan shatobol the taken isra de aticha. Zeh ain't mistabir. If it's really awesome, ticha is not going to help. Kolmak mo'al aticha shalachomet shimivatelas tsuroso v'tamo machmas atid. That yes, but it's not going to eliminate the isra completely. All it's going to do is mivatelas tsuroso in our particular case. This is what the Taz suggests over here in Tzivkot and Beis. It's interesting. The Chok Yaakov quotes the Taz. Look what he says. No kash, he says. The Vayai Kolon shall smoke from Havi Chometz Nukshe Av Shaniker HaChometz Mikomakom and over with Bayiro. Why? Nukshe Ben, no Bayiro. That's what he says. Nukshe Ben, no Bayiro. Where does Shulchan Aruch say Beferish?
Tarobas.
Nukshe is not Beferish. It's unclear. We said it's unclear that the Machabah's opinion on Nukshe. The Chok Yaakov in Sivkot and Beis says, he's quoting here as Yud, he's quoting himself in Sivkot and Beis. Sivkot and Beis, if I can find it. Sivkot and Beis. Hit it, please. Lashon Shulchan Aruch, Lashon Rambam. Okay. Nukshe below klum, l'chein lo kosav gamke the oven al chomus nukshe gestam asnis in the perek el oven. Okay, ulechat chila mikol mokav also lahashos, but there's no ikaradin violation. Says the Chok Yaakov. So why lechat chila should you not hold on to it? Also the kama for one reason only. Didn't know by your rabbi nukshe. What's that? The dilma yavo leochla mimenu. The only thing I may come to eat it is that dafka hechi the nikir achametz. Mashenke beklaf anidbak al gabi tablo kevin deino nikir achametz. Su lek alamecha shaviyavu lochlo imenu kevin leka yisav v'bal yiroe. Is that poshut kavona saravyo. V'ataz v'shehevin v'yesh yisav v'bal yiroe l'dat saravyo. L'chein eskashalo afil v'matnum v'borkova. V'ema zeno, the Taz is what? What's the sin of evil? The answer is no. We're not afraid of. There is no bayir by nukshe. We're only worried about Shema Yochal. It's coming up. You're not gonna see it. You're not gonna see it.
What about the Magi Mishnah also asks? What's the difference between the Gadim and the Kolan Shel Sofer?
Right.
And I mean, also we should have the same answer that there's no bayir by Yamatze by nukshe.
Well, the question is whether the Rambam held that way. Whether the Magi Mishnah held that way. Now the Mishnah is same shall as follows. It's unclear in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. We already pointed out whether it's by Rabbi by Milksha or not. Not clear. Okay? So to the Magad Mishnah one more time. What did I say? Perek Dala Halacha Yud Aleph. Okay? So I'll read the Magad Mishnah one more time. Eino mashu niska b'gemar membeis kolon shel sofrim the hosam also the kaimo who kodem shedivka ba'an yoros sereyu nukshe b'einei ve'osu the kaimo. He holds it's also the kaimo. I don't know if he holds it only because of Shema Yochol. I don't think so. I think it was an intrinsic isa the kaimo, whether it be by Rod the rice or not. But I don't think the Magen Mishnah is going with the svara of Shema Yochol. I don't think so. He doesn't say anything. As he said, because then what happened? Ain't Sarah Suras Achametz Omedes. And there was no problem holding on to it. If you look at in the Rambam, where this is quoted, Ela Ovrin Ches Dal Alocha Ches. See if you can find anything here. Dal Alocha Ches the Rambam. Herovas Chametz is Bal Yerov by Yemotze. Doesn't say what about Nukshe. Not a word. So there's a question whether there is or is not. The whole Rambam's treatment of Nukshe is very problematic. I saw the
encyclopedia Talmud, so all arichas, what's the din and what's the Rambam Shita? Mawadam Zmanim holds, I think there is Nuksha, by Ben Dorais, according to the Rambam. So the Magalish may hold that way as well. And he's saying, oh, yeah, they have to be bottled to Rosh Hashanah. Whereas according to the Rabbi, oh, says the Chok Yaakov, there's no Bayer by Matzah by Nuksha. So then you cover it up. There's no Shem Yochlen. You follow me, Mocha? That seems to be the two Shita Salah. Okay. Again, based on different understandings of the Rambam, which we know exist. Take a look in the Shara Tzion, for example. It's the Kotan Lamed Aleph. Please take a look. Shara Tzion, Tov Mem Beis, Sivkot Lamed Aleph, quotes of Magen Avraham. Sivkot and Hey. What does it say? It says over here, the Sviel of the Shanika Mimachutz, Mikri Tzura Sachomets Omedes Adayin Av Shenis Yabesh. Right? That's based on the Magen Avraham. Sivkot and Hey. Okay, so the question, of course, becomes, what changes? Why is that Tzura Sachomets Omedes when it is not so visible? So Nathan said, Pshah, when it's not visible, it becomes a part of the other object. That's what you said, right? We'll see some. We'll see some. Sif Dal, we're making progress. Everything fits together. Davash and Isari, Bochomet, and Amach, Alon, Klal. What's it then? Mutal, the Kaimo. Right? Also, the Ochla. Okay. Says the Mishnah Brewer, Sifkotan, Yutes. Chomets. Hainu Chomets Ma'alio. Is a quote of the Magen Avraham Sifkan Vav. Chomets Gomer, which is Roar L'Achila. Then, Raka Yedeshin is Arev and a Roar L'Machel. Got mixed with other things. Iyaya Chomets Nuksha, Kodmashin is Arev. Muto Laharbe Achronim Lechol. Afil in this Arev Tocha Pesach. If you have Chomets Nuksha, Netarov is called Laharbe Achronim. It's Muto Lechol. Who said so? Sharatin Avraham, Magen Avraham. The Graz Mechayodom and Taz Asis. It's a Machlokos Gedolei Apostle quoted over here in the Sharatim. Sif Koton Lamin Vov. Oh. Fine. That would be the case. What will happen, Rabbi Osai, if Chomets Nuksha the Taruvus is Mutter? Presumably, Rabbi Osai. If it be Chomets Gomer, it's Osir, even this Arab and Mashu and Rabosai, even if it's this Arab before Pesach. Because the Mechaba Pasim is what? Go back to our old discussion of Daf Lama. Who remembers? Chos of Benir. Says the Ramo, Ulukamon Tafem Zayin Sivdal Bago Yisbor, Yeshchokum Matir and Mispatel Chonam Pesach. Why? Because the Ramo is Balach Balach. Take a look over here in Chavgil Mishabru to refresh our memories. Through the cave ship when it's battle come a pezal arminon the chozer v'niyur. We don't apply chozer v'niyur. Fine. Good. But nukshe v'tarobus, even the pesach we said as some say is mutter. Really mutter is bottle b'shishim. It's bottle b'shishim because it's nukshe v'tarobus. It's bottle b'shishim. And the poshup shot is that before pesach you don't even need shishim. We saw this already yesterday in Taf Mem Zayin. Here's the problem, Rabbos, which bothered me tremendously. Didn't know what to do with it. And I found the kasha in those new Mishnah Brurus. The Ozvar, I was going nuts. No one asked my kasha. It bothers you when you have a kasha, no one asks your kasha. Here's my kasha. We saw a Mishnah Brurus earlier today in Sivkot Tes Zayin when it comes to the tablecloth that had been washed with some certain starches. That the Mishnah Brurah Paskin, you cannot put these tablecloths Osla Tia Begonam Mechubas and Bechel Chida Al Shulchan. What are you afraid about? The Lefamim Nimtza Alein Ksas Mamoshes Meachomet Yesh Locha Shem Yiporach Ksas from the Tocha Machol. Rabbi said, who cares? It's not Chomets Gomer. This is a starch that's used to launder a tablecloth. This is Chomets Nukshe Rabosai and Chomets Nukshe Etaro, as we just got through saying, is mutter. So what's the problem? We don't understand what the problem is. We just got through saying in Siv Gimel and Shulchan Aruch, Mut alakhamim v'pesach, shein tzuras hachametz omedes. So at most, it's like nukshe, and now nukshe b'tarov, as we said before, is mutter. So what are you afraid is going to fall to the soup? It's a big deal. Rabosai. What's going on? Unless you'll say, maybe he's going according to the Ostrim, Rabosai. The Taz in Sharatzi and Tifkat Lamed Vav,
He argues and says the Chabas Nukh that the Ruvus is Asur even the Mashu. Or maybe he's even afraid that there won't be Bata B'shishu. Maybe. That's a bit of a difficult test. We'll see soon who asked. I found the Kasha in print. We take a look at Rabosai in Shukon Chof Alf, the famous Chof Alf, Mishnah Berurah. Here's a magic word. We only found it in Truma Sedeshin in the Magen Avraham later on in Sif Yud. No, it's already found over here in Sif Dalet implicitly. I mean, it says over here, also Liyachla doesn't say why. So the reason why it's also Liyachla is because of Achshavei, the question, well, what kind of Achshavei? Achshavei is if you eat something in its pure state. What happened over here in Sif Dalet? Lovash in the Sar B'chametz, right? So why did Aslachlo? He didn't eat Ben, it's only B'tarubis, right? What's going on? If it's the Sar B'mele without Kavana, we don't say Achshavei. We don't say Akshay in this kind of a case. Where do you find such a thing? They don't say Akshay if it's Arab. Take a look at Tzivkot. Men Gimel in Mishnah Berurah. Men Gimel. What's he going on? We saw this yesterday quickly. Talk for tit, things of this nature, or Ipsha. So it's Mutalit Bahano. Bahachila Osim Grabonan Akar Pesach. The Afagav, the Achila Shem, the Ruel Yidah, Nisal Akol. The Komagon came and she wrote to the Echol Osim the Akshay. The dafka bezeh achshavei. Aval enough of a male of chametz jesh and nifsel meachidas kelev v'soch amachol. I feel rak berubo ein lesser also amachol. The chametz zeh hu ka'afra bi'alma. And he wasn't machshavei. He was trying to eat the rest of it. This kash I found in what they call siyun ve'horos in the new Mishnah Berurah siv cotton samach. So I found the cash. The cash is, do we or don't we say Achshavei if something falls in B'tarubis? I would have said no, because you're only concerned with the non-chametz, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. It earlier seems to be worried about Achshavei in the case of where it fell in, an almost identical case, back at Tzivkot and Tezayin. This is the cash which bothers me. Baruch Hashem, I found it, that the Zion's contradiction to Mem Gimel, I found it in the Tziyunim V'Horos, what did I say? Soros Rabim Chatzi Nechomo. I say in English, misery loves company. Both of them don't tell. But at least I'm not the only one who's I'm barking up the right tree. I just can't get to the top. Because I don't know the answer to this question, which stumped the greatest stars in the Oz V'Hodor, Mishnah Berurah, as well. It's interesting, I found that very same page, and end of Samach Vav in the Tzion of Ha'arot, the following fascinating comment. This Mishnah Berurah Mem Gimel, Rav Osai, what's he talking about the case? He's talking about something like this. Something which was Eino Roy, right? What happened? Eino Roy the Kelev. Right? Eino Roy the Kelev. Okay? What happens? And then it falls into something else. So then if it falls into something else, so then, Rav Osai, we say that there's no din, it's permissible to eat it, because the Chama says Ki'afra B'yam. So I saw that in the Oz V'Hodah, the following comment. What happened over here? Chama She'en O'Roy fell into a perfectly edible food, and I eat it. Am I eating it because of the Chomets? Chas V'Shalom. I'm eating it because of the edible food. The fact a little bit of Chomets got mixed in, I'm not mashing that little bit of Chomets. To the contrary, I'm eating the remainder and that little chametz. I'd love to get rid of it. I can't get it. I don't have $100,000 to buy a machine to get rid of it. So I'm going to, it's cost 10 cents the whole thing. So I'm going to eat it. I was never machshav it. That's the reason I'm trying to Mishnah Berurah. Sifkaton Mem Gimel. Sifkaton Mem Gimel. Fine. What will happen, suggests there in that footnote, if the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, is not edible? And I eat it anyway. Once it's just a chum and a flaw. Then we cannot say that there's no achshavei to the chametz. Why? Because you ate the whole thing. The whole thing's not really a food. And you ate it anyway. So just like the whole non-food item, which you ate anyway.
So you are machshiv the non-chametz stick a part of the food. So perhaps you should be viewed as being machshiv the chametz stick a part as well. As well. What about the case of the Truma Sadesh and Sifyud? Right here. When I'm afraid you're going to put it into your mouth because, take a look over here. Mem hei mishtabura. Lochashinan shami yishkav hita kumusu l'topiv k'derech ha-psofrim. V'chomet shenivsel b'achilas kevel ulu osu b'achilas kanal. T'adav k'sha'acholo b'kavona b'shum duho achshave. Ma'ashenken b'zeh shu shalo b'kavona en k'peda b'agon aram shu esadeshen. You didn't plan to eat it at all. Without thinking, you licked your lips on the pen, which was on the ink, which was there, happened. But if you took something which is completely inedible, part of it is chametz and part of it is not chametz, and you eat the entire thing, perhaps we should be machmir. He suggests end of psalm above, and that's univers, and can say that they are achshavei the entire object. Why should we say only achshavei the non chametz, not achshavei the chametz? They're both inedible. It could be a chumah by medicines. Yeah.
He was saying that if you eat the entire tarogus, then we should say achshavei.
The only time you do not say achshavei, Mem Gimel suggests, is whether the chametz is enaroi and the tarogus is roi. So then we say, why should we attribute your eating to the inedible object? You eat the edible object. The inedible object is not achshavei. But what if the entire thing is inedible? And you need it anyway, maybe not only an achshavei on what you ate, which is mutter, but even on the small percentage of chametz, which is us. That's a chumra gedola, which he suggests. He hasn't proven. He suggests. It's a suggestion. Yes, sir.
Doesn't come batel, though?
What do you mean batel?
In the tarobin. Like, it's not there. It shouldn't be like a din of chametz.
You're asking a good question. You're asking, although the distinction of some of love in its universe makes sense a little bit, it should still be wrong. Because at the end of the day, the object is nukshe b'tarovis. It should be bottle. In other words, achshavei, if I have something which is I'm eating in its pure form, except that it's inedible, so now we'll say achshavei, I'm in violation. That's the rush in the second parent. But over here, it's bottle. And so the fact that I'm eating the whole thing does not take the nukshav and tarobas out of its bittle state. That's a good point. It's very. He never said beferish that he's right, that it has to be this way. He's suggesting. So your suggestion should be wrong. So far, you're right. You're more right than he is. So far. Again, I don't have the save in front of me. I only looked at the library on Sunday. I can't get it. So I'm speaking from memory. Give a look. If you go to the library, I have it there. In Simon Tuck Mendel, it's Universe, and Mishnah Brewer, host Sam above at the end, he has this distinction. You're saying may not be correct. It may not be correct. You're saying not sure. Okay, Rabosa. Sipay. Shecha she'osim mechitim usorin chayovim levara. V'cheinim, that's what we saw already. We spoke about this already by Riches. But the second part. V'cheinim hemid gevinos b'chalam mishecha sorim mechitim chayov levara. What do? You use a certain kind of a vinegar to make the soft cheese turn into hard cheese. It's called mamid. You make it literally stand up, make it hard. Chayov levara mish the brewer. Why? In Hemi. Hafilu yesh bag vinos shisha negar achala. Achala here means vinegar. Lo botel achala. Why? The dover hamamid hafilu be'elef lo botel. That's what we pass in halacha lemaisa. The mashal says, no. We pass the dover hamamid hafilu be'elef lo botel. Velo od. He's coming from the Mogan Avram. The shame. All right. We'll see soon. Lo old. One second. Wait a second. Hello. Oh, the shame of Rava. That's more like it. Not Rava. It's Rava. Not the Rava. It's the Shari Shua points out and it out. Okay. Lo old. Shekol Dover Amamid. Mamish, says the Mogan Avraham, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah Chafal. Ulaficha, look at this now. Meidvash akorin med. In Bandi, what's called tmad? I'm not. Mead, okay. Shechmitzu b'shimrei dvash shabishel kol hashana. All right, you use the sediment of honey to introduce the appropriate fermentation into the med. Udvash harishin shavishel, hay mechumet v'shem hashechar. You know what we call in our language? Who wants to adapt the phrase from elsewhere? It's a mamid the mamid. Was learning this sukkah we once learned. The mamid the mamid, right? The sheikh was mamid the dvash, and the shemay dvash, and now mamid the next dvash to make it into mid. What about that case? The zesh of bishul after revi or chamishi, right? Give you a klirishin shlishi sheni shlishi chamishi v'chein olam. No matter what, chayev levar afilu me dvash achron. Shekol echad men aydei hamamid nase kulo chametz. Look at that. He's machmer till the end. Till the end is machmer. Wow. Does anybody argue? Yes. Rabbi Natan argues. The Ravan argues with Rabbi Natan. So Rabbi Natan also knows how to learn. When the Ravan quotes this, if you look carefully at the original source of the Ravan, he's arguing with the Rabbi Natan, which we'll see perhaps tomorrow. Lemay said that there are those who are making certain issues. That's with many cases of complex food technology, which could be the equivalent of a mamid, the mamid, the mamid. Lee Nedda will try to talk about it tomorrow. But now I want to turn our attention to a very, very important point in Sif Tes. Yes, I know we haven't really done Zayin and Ches. We'll come back in Nedda to tomorrow. But let's go to Tes right now. Chomet shenis apesh kolim zmani suro v'nifsel me'achilas ha'kelef o shesrofo ve'esh konu zmana v'nechrach ad she'en ro'o le'kelef o sheyichadu li'yeshiva v'tochos o'betit mutter le'kaima b'pesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Memala Hashikta Li Yeshiva, Shahoyalo Gush Ovesh Shal Chametz. He had a big blob of Chametz. Bein Isa Kosha, hard dough. Bein Pas, what? A huge bagel. You know, and a bagel, I don't know what you call it, a mega bagel, a super bagel, which is so big that you can sit on it. I never saw such a bagel in my life, but I can imagine that's such a humongous object. It got nice and hard. And he decided to make a. You ever see these kids? They have these like these little tires that they, you know, they play around in the backyards. He makes it out of a bagel, a huge bagel, makes a tire out of it, and then he paints it with paint, tough with it, and his kids play with it in the backyard, right? So what's the din? The yichudu liyeshiva kama pesach. After the date silko vitoras ovalu bitla rakles, after the hochi calls mancha lotach betit lo mahani bitulo vitach betit luchudela mahani calls mancha yichdol yeshiva. You need two things, Rabbi Osai. You need that you and your mind made it no more a food, and actions speak louder than words. You have to do something to indicate it's no longer a food, such as painting it with tuch betit, putting some mud on the outside or something else physically on the outside. You need both. And this is explained by the Sharatzin, Rabbi Osai. It's in Kotten Samach Zayin. The Gemara Isa Kupa Sor Sheyichol Yeshiva. The Gemara Isa B'Shem Rav Rav Tuch Pon Ebetit. U'Pirish Rashi the Takna Li Yeshiva. U'Mashem Rizet the Tate Bina. One, Yichol Yeshiva. Two, V'Gam Tuch Pon Ebetit. V'toch ponel l'chush lo mahani. Actions without words don't help. And the Bach disagrees. The Bach says toch ponel l'chush gam kein mahani. He tries to bring a raya from botek shibit sitkei aksolim. You have dough in the cracks in the walls, right? That's in Sivav. Let's see Sivav again. If you have shchomet b'sedek shen roch l'chad l'achrof yotiach alav ma'atit. You see, klar abosad. Actions speak louder than words. There's no words over there. Just the fact that you put tit on is enough. Says the Sharatzi and Bema saying, all right. Is that choshev ki yichto the yeshiva the handle of the tashmish? V'chein mucha b'turay and shom. It's in the walls. It's cementing the walls together. The gam ha-shevi raya mehod the kosu ha-poskin. The mahani ba'arevos. L'tuchan b'tit. No, that's wrong. The hosam amanat amat habotek shenimtsa sham. The bottom manichat mahani aticha. the Misari Ma'ata Botek im Tit, the Choshiv Ke Afra Be Alma. It's a small amount. Mashenk and Hacha Bakupa Sar, it's big. So Eagle Goro. It's a humongous super bagel. The Chimishum Shetach Poner Shalamala Betit Yisbat Lakola Chomet Shemitachtov. For the Yachol Lagara Titma Lamala Im Ma'at Habotzeg Shetachtov. Bishola Hashar Naki. If you made it into a tire, a plaything, okay, to sit on it. But if it's in your kitchen still, so the fact that you covered it with some outside materials is irrelevant. Vigam Advarav, my Mach Shekamara, talk in low, talk low. Lishat Lishne, the talk Mahani, I feel it below Yichud Yeshiva. The Yichud Mahani below talk, according to the Bach. Elavarai, the talk below Yichud Lo Mahani. And the Rach and Rashi say the same thing against the Bach. So you got the long arichos at the Bach is incorrect. Is incorrect, Rabosai. Seems to me, based on this, we have both. I have two cases. One, kids in preschool, they take pasta. They take these, you know, like these, you know, talk about these, especially these. They look like bow ties. You know, also it's kind of, you know, talk about certain pasta products. And they put some shellac on it. And they make toys out of it, no? And then, what about Eretz? Seems to me it's mutter, you can leave it there. You can eat it, of course, but you can leave it there. You don't have to throw it out, because it's mamish has both. You want miyachad the yeshiv, you want miyachad the mischok, to play with. And it's also shellac. It's like tough petit, kain mirror leaf. I think I may have seen it somewhere in print, but I don't remember where. If you find it, let me know. What about Rabosai Play-Doh? Who ever heard of Play-Doh? What do you think about Play-Doh?
It's edible.
It is edible.
Of course it's edible. So it's also edible.
Isn't Taruvet also edible?
Is it Taruvus? Hey, it's drawing some color. I think it's mutter also for the same two reasons. What's the tough petit? When you made it to Play-Doh, it's not really, you made it green, blue, yeah, you made it, that's like tough petit. And it's yichud of the play. I thought it's also more, they tell you to get rid of the play dog, get rid of the other game. I thought it's Miku and Mutter, both of them, yes.
I'm pretty sure Amazing Savings, they cover up your Play-Doh shells.
Amazing Savings, it's from. Okay, beautiful. Cover Play Doh, Gavaldi. But Miku, then I thought it's Mutter. Look at the books. I mean, these modern books, do me a favor. They must have watched Play Doh and about the past the games. Please find these books, them to Mazel Yashir. I have to know what they say. In my view, it should both be Mutter, Meika, right there. Achver. You look at the Shara Tzion. It's a cotton sound of Tess. The Af Al Gav, the Bialma, Afilu Bitlu Behedja, Bechashve Leafra, Lo Mahani Bid Rabbona. Hosa Mishim Beluma Osa Lemechel. Hocha Lo Shayach Zeh, Do Yichto Li Yeshiva Vegan Mois. No one's going to eat that pasta which has shellac on it that the kids play with for a year. And no one's eat the Play-Doh. I hope. The parents don't eat the Play-Doh home, and then all bets are off. So I hope that no one's eating Play-Doh. That has to be my assumption. Unless I'm proven wrong, I'm assuming no one's eating the Play-Doh. Fine. I have the following question, Rabosai. It bothers me, this question. It bothered me for a long time. Take a look at the Shara Tzion, Tuf Mem Dalid Lamed Beis. Tuf Mem Dalid Lamed Beis. It bothered me. What happened over here, Rabosai? It's a Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch over here quotes a Gemara, Rabosai. The Gemara is on the Avzayim. Let's take a look. We didn't really know much of the first parak this year. Now it's coming to the very end. Let's take a quick look at the Avzayim. Look at the Avzayim, please. The Avzayim. With a small letter base, it's about 10 lines down. Zayin went out. Hocha b'talmud yoshev b'fnei rabo askina. What does that mean, Rashi? Isa megulgeles shalovach mitzah. But today, emas kvod rabba and yochal lochav v'leilach v'lafosa. The Rebbe, I got the Rebbe. Can't go and bake it. So therefore, what do you do? Kodem mavatalei v'libo. Tadayin u'brishuso shalom nesra olav. Because it hasn't become chametz yet. Fine. This halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch over here in Simetov Mem Beis Dalat Tzipches. Tov Dalat Tzipches. Horsa Yisrael Mem Beisov.
who tar b'makom acher v'yorishem etachmitz by the Rebbe, mivatla b'liba kodem shetachmitz, avol imechmitza, ein abitl moil, imhu achar zman isur. Once it became chametz, then too late, bitl will no longer help. This is found Rav Osai in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, Perek Gimel, Rav Osai, Halacha Yud. Why don't you look in the back? It's probably in the English Pidamoli as well. Should be there. Chametz u'Matzah. Is it here? Gimel Yud? Should be. Gimel Yud. It's there. Look inside. It's in page Vav, column 2 towards the back. Mi shiniyat isa mevul gelas v'sof besa. V'yotza. V'nisker achash yotza. Who Yoshev lifnei Rabo, who Yoresh and Atakmas Kodesh Yavo, Harez and Bevat the believer Kodesh Atakmas. Aval in Hichmito, Ein Abitl Moil Klum. The word Klum is not found in the Shulchan Aruch. Ella, for over Alo Yerov, Lo Yemotze. Yeah. And the Rambam adds a face, funny ending. V'chayev levar miyad when? Kishayav is on the base. As soon as you get home, you have to hurry up and burn it. What do you want on the way home? Way home? Oh, the way home. I have to first go to the Shia by the Rebbe. Then I have to go to buy some groceries. And then when I get home, I'll burn it. What? Prep the Sharatim? Every single second is by Obaya Motzid Noraisa. What do you mean? Chayav levar miyad kishayachzal lebeisa. You should have said, Chayav lachzal lebeisa miyad levar. Invert the words. Take a look over here in Shara Tzion. Let's read Mishnah Berurah first. Mishnah Berurah first. Ein abitul mo olam etzayim. Ve'ovet b'chol shoa bal yiroa. V'tzorech leilech teichav lebeisa levar. Olam etbeis. Poshut. You have to run home, you have to drive at breakneck speed. Maybe even a heter. Maybe even a heter to drive above the speed limit. I mean, our boss says, anyone in this room who's never driven above the speed limit? Okay, so if you did it already once, here's a good time to do it again. Every second, by all, by your motze. You have to be careful, Khalil, not to be people never just off everything. But yeah, says the Sharatim. Uvaram Bamisa. V'chayim levar miyad shiachzal lebeisa. U'mashma lechor. Dein v'chuyiv teichav lelech lebeisa. V'tzarech iyun b'tamo. V'gam lefi ma... Yeah, okay. That's number one. V'gam lefi zeh mashma. De b'reisha. What's the reisha? What's the reisha? The first day of the Shulchan Aruch of the Rambam. Afilu k'shiyavu lebeisa. Gam kein. Eino m'chuyiv levaro. What does that mean? But in the Reisha, what did he say to Rambam? Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches. He said, Pitl doesn't help, and therefore, what? You have to be Mevayer as soon as you get home. One second, what was I reading before? I'm sorry. Gimel Halacha Yud. In Mechmitza, then what? Chayav levar miyad shiyaz levesa. Implying that in the ratio, it's not chayav levar miyad shiyaz levesa. Why not? Gamzet tzarechir. And the Chemin Moshe asked the question. Benitchak liyash. I don't have a Chemin Moshe. You have a Chemin Moshe, anybody? No. So maybe you have to look in the. I don't know if they quoted in the fancy Mishnah Berurahs. I don't know what he says. This question is a very troublesome question. So I had a radical idea I wanted to share with you. A radical idea. Now, why should you have to burn when you get home? Ayil Mevatlet. Take a look at Sikot Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph. What's Lamed Aleph? Yesh Lo Levesa to be a Rebbe. The lavach, he said, the shepherd sharti and lamed aleph, bevada enochel aniach liyisa shvitzchametz al smach shirvat lena mikodem.
Says the Sharatian, become a come near the take of Bishop Posek through the Oso. So, Rechlel, the Vesel of our Chomet, that called Ponim, Ika Chashash, Shem Yavo Lecho. The Sharatian, the Chomet, the Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom. You have to get rid of him and eat it. Saka, the Rambam implied that you don't have to. That's the second Kash. Had the following idea. And this is a remarkable idea. Hey, boy, say, I'm asking a question from out of context. What bracha do you make on dough? Anyone ever eat dough in his life? Straight dough. Just plain dough. You've eaten dough?
Cookie dough.
Not, I mean, just tough plain dough. You ever eat it? No?
Cookie dough ice cream that has
pizza. I did not ask why I'm coming to that.
Why not Zonos?
It's not terrible.
What do you think? She's using a shackle? Yeah. Why? Yeah, it's not the way. It's not the wheat dough. Wheat dough. When they told me there's a thing called cookie doughs and ice cream, I said, what? Why would anyone in the driver want to do that? You only cookie dough band. Why should you have cookie doughs in your ice cream? What?
People eat
cookie dough.
Yeah.
But why is that? Why is that shot?
Okay.
Oh. I mean, there's regular dough, I mean bread dough and cookie dough, you say? Bread dough, ew. Cookie dough is sweet. Okay. All right, so let's see about cookie dough. I don't know. Bread dough. Who's ever eaten bread dough? No. Okay, bread dough, what broth would you make?
Shackle.
Shackle. I looked up three different sforums, say shackle. So, sabrocha, the piske chuvus, the piske halacha, all say shackle. That means it's really not so edible. Shackle means, you know, it's not the noise. That's. It's a chesaron in the chefza, not only in the derech achila. Pshut it's a chesaron in the chefza. So I thought, Rabbi Osai, why is it bali ro and doch? It should be like a nuksha. A nuksha, right? What is nuksha? What do Osho Weiss say about the minchas Osho, about nuksha? Nuksha means three different cases. It's all the same thing, right? It's either incomplete chimitz of, you know, siur. Or of May Paris, or of it's not really edible. Not really edible. It's not the chometz of a shubach or mushlam, whatever other the shemitz that he used. If it's not really chometz, so why isn't all dough chometz nuksha? The chometz nuksha called the Rav Yishonim. There's no bayir. That's a bother. I stayed in a furish gemara against me. A furish. What's a gemara? On that memches on the dates, talk about the various kinds of dough. No, I both said, look at them. Let's refresh our memories. Memches on the dates, please. Memches on the dates. Oh, exactly. Talks about siri sarev, siduk yisara v'ochol chayev. Siri is kind of chagovim, siduk shir yisara v'stokim. And they say ochol chayev chorus. All talk about dough. You know, there's a little, few cracks in the dough, many cracks in the dough, the cracks meet, they don't cracks, don't meet. It's all talking about dough, and it says chayav karis. So what am I talking about? I don't know, am I crazy? I'm a fruit. Chayav karis. Can't go against the mission. Who?
So fine that you're baking it?
So the Shulchan Aruch quotes over here. It's in a tough nun test sif base. It says, "V'michmitza ad sheyesh basdokim afilon es arba basdokim zebazeh elechad holet heina vechad holet heina havi chometz gomer v'ha'ochlo chayav koris." What do you say?
Ochlo, Chayev, Korus. Why? So on a simple level, you have cards for the dough. But dough? You have cards on dough? Dough is, I thought it's nukshe. And frankly, even if it's not nukshe, shalom v'derech achilosom. Eat dough? Supposed to eat dough? Dough supposed to be made into bread. So I don't know what to make of it. Unless to say what Nathan suggested, I thought that was my radical suggestion. The name of this entire Gemara, Shabbat, I was referring to a case where it had this dough and then you baked it into bread, as opposed to a case where you had the incomplete dough and baked that into bread. So it was incomplete dough, baked into bread, it's nukshe. You would get malchus according to Rabbi Eliezer and according to us, no. But if it's complete chametz and made into bread, then you chayev karis chametz gum. But what's dough? I thought it should be nukshe and it should be shalom v'derech achilosom. I mean, I haven't found this anywhere in print.
But the earlier in the parak, when we was at Mev Gimel, that Siri Sarif and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, so I mean, they're commenting on that Bryce is commenting on this Mishnah. So, and the Gemara put that on Mev Gimel was clearly a case where it's simply dough and you didn't bake it. So.
Why do you say that?
Say.
Why do you say that? In other words, why do you say that there'd be a chi of kares if you have dough?
I mean,
isn't it a chiddush?
No,
I understand that, but it has to be there a kederach achilasa and a cheftz of chametz gomer. And every time in the room said that if you have bread dough, no one eats it. If you ate it, you make a shahakal because it's not really edible, right? So why you have cards? It's just bothering me. I'd love to be corrected. I'm just so much to find what it says elsewhere. Truth is, okay, exactly. But would there be a kares on the dough itself? To me, it's a chiddush. Now, if you look in the here over here in the Mishnah Berurah, take a look at Mishnah Berurah here and back at Tuf Mem Beis. Mem Aleph and Mem Beis. I have to be honest, I don't want to make anything up. Anything too radical over here. What does it say over here? Oshichta l'yeshiva. It says, Gush Ovesh shel chametz ben Isa Kashem. You have Isa Kashem, you have hard dough. Sounds like this hard dough. And then it says in Mem Beis. Right? What does it say in Mem Beis? He says, Vuzem Ahani. Afilu lo nifsal achametz me'achila. He's saying he's talking about a case of isa kosher, which is not nifsal me'achila. Yeah, that's what he says. He goes even more dramatically in Sharatzion, Sivkotin Samach Ches, which explains afilu lo nifsal achametz me'achila Samach Ches biyafte nishulchan aruch lo muchach elok shol nifsal achametz shebetocho me'achila kelev. Avi Miloshin Arambam Shelo Hefik Zek Klal Samach Lidinyan Kashi Yipsha Ela Bistoma Kupes Sor Shifal Yeshiv Mashuk Yedvarenu V'gam HaGemara Medamal Ela Botek Shibasitke Areva V'shom Nami Hello Mifsel Klal Me'achila. He's talking clearly about dough. Lo Mifsel Klal Me'achila. Sounds like you're eating dough. Yeah.
Maybe Sasraya for whatever you wanted to say that the Gemara says Kupat Sahor. It has to be. It's clear that the Gemara is talking, or seems to be clear that the Gemara is talking about dough. Rashi, I think, he says like a gush. It's like a blob of dough. But why does it have to be Sahor even if it's regular?
Only you say if it's Sahor, it's Rolach Hameis Zacheris. Doesn't have to be edible at all. Could be, but the Mishnah Berurah is certainly against that. You still don't want it's Rar Lachila.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I, again, I'm pointing out what it says. Take a look over here, Rabbi Osai, in Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Mem Gimel. We've been there before. Avo Be'achila Osur Midir Abonim. Right? And the Taz said it's going on this Apesh. Right? Nisapish. It's not going on our situation. That's what he says. Now, the only dochak answer I could say, if I want to fit into the Mishnah Brura, is since it's roy la'afoso l'chametz gamor, it can be cooked into chametz gamor, it's already treated now as chametz gamor. Maybe. If not for that, I would have said that the gemara is referring to a case where you already be baked it subsequently. So if you bake complete chametz, it's chametz gamor. You bake incomplete chametz, it's not chametz gamor. That, if I'm right on both sides, that would answer the Rambam. What the Rambam said? The Rambam said, there's no rush to go and burn it. Why not? Chametz gamor by Rabbi Yemotze. No! It's dough! It's not. If you leave it, no matter how long you leave it, it's not going to turn into a cake. It's going to remain dough. Yeah?
What about that section of the Sidke Areva? It's clearly talking about dough there, and the Gemara seems to be discussing issues of Bayer and Bayer Matzah, but it's not.
Well, it doesn't go beyond that. But it's the Sidke Areva, Rabosai, in the Mishnah, right? The whole Machlokas in the details, right? No one's talking there about Yisuri, Achil, and Ano. No one's saying anything.
But why should there be Bayerah if it's not?
It could be either Bayerah. Some say it's Bayerah by Nuksha, and some say you may come to eat it. And so then we can, again, I'm not saying for sure I'm right. All I'm pointing out is that if people in this room, no one eats dough, why should there be chorus?
Also, toast.
It should be at least Shalok Adarach Achila. When there's no dinner, we saw the Gemara of Chafei Beferish. Shalok Adarach Achila is potter by Chometz. Yeah?
Also says we're concerned that whatever you make in the Areva will absorb the time of the dough. So that would seem to indicate that it's a problem even when it's dough.
Right.
It's not.
I know what I'm saying is radical. My answer the Rambam. But I'm bothered by the question that dough is not edible. Everyone in the room seems to agree it's not edible. So it's not edible. How can it be karis? If it's something which is inedible, should we consider shalom b'derech achil also? And maybe you say, oh, they consider it to be nuksha. Because it's one of those things that does not reach the... So say, it's on the process, which is going to lead to chametz gamor, it's already now chametz gamor. That's a chiddush? Okay, maybe that's what we have to say. Okay, but then the Rambam Mishver again? Fine. Take a look here in the Shara Tzia in Rabosai, in Sivkoton, Lam and Hei, goes from the moment I'm wrong. What happens? Let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. Chometz Ma'alya. So as long... Sorry. Over here, we think the following, you saw the Mishnah Berurah Mem Gimel, I'm sorry. Mishnah Berurah Mem Gimel, what does it say? Mishnah Berurah Mem Gimel, Mutar L'Kamei B'Pesach, Mutar B'Hano. It's Mutar B'Hano, right? You can't eat it, but it's Mutar B'Hano. Why is it Mutar B'Hano? Can't eat it. If you eat it, it's Ach Sheveh. If you're having Hano from it, it's not Ach Sheveh. Ash means to make it into a food. But you're sitting on it, you're menicha bebitulo, even though it's yisimachila bedoraisa. That's what I would have said. Oh. So now, Rabosai, you may remember that we had a korban asanel. Let's open the korban asanel one more time. Here in the Rosh in Simon Aleph, Sivkot Luches. Simon Aleph, Sivkot Luches. Please turn. Siman Aleph of Kotliches. So the Rosh says as follows. The Rosh says, let's read together. We'll start in the top of column one, in page column two, page of base, where it says a small zayin. V'hash to lahach time of the mefarsh v'yel, means in that base, Gresh Mechilton. The mashet tzorach levaris, achomets v'na bayis v'lo saga lebebitul, v'shum. The chomets lo bedili in sheminei, also lahashos v'bayis kol hanin in ras nisim, after firash ha-ben atam, shen over v'alem v'bayiroya, why? V'chashina d'ma'osa l'mecha minayim, avol e'idach time, v'od de parashina,
Mishum dechmira tor lava lava bayiro bayimotze. Everyone now counts. Hey chadulo bitlo. Bayiro bayimotze daraisa. Hechmiru chachamim livdo bolos min abayis. Afal pisha bitlo. Yeah, if that's the case. Hayamuto lahashos kol elu babayitz. Kevan dein over alev bayiro. The pirush of the top is against the Rash, the Rashba. It turns out based on how it's a low plug, and according to the Rosh, it's not true. Fine. Says the Korban Sanal. Afal pisha bitla mutla lahasha is called a luni baritz pisha minatam. The table is hoya tov sov. There are minatam. Al korban sviole. Ki idach tama. Vishum dech mira Torah. Dilo tema hochi. Habila lefarish. Ve'elu ovrin min ha'olam. Because he may eat it. Toast name Bishem Rashba on that base. I feel the Pirishim and the Tam the Chmira also, yeah, still has lashes. You know why? The low plug, Rabbana. How did he know? Midatani Sir Yisarei. But those who argue, the Rosh argues with that Rashba. What is the Rosh going to do with Sir Yisarei? Rabbi Natam, Mukilo Lahach Mas Nisim, the Iri beyond it. Bachi Perusha. Kevan Shehiskala Yisal Yosir. Beyomtiv, Yev Shalefos, the Lav Ochel Nefeshu, Vim Ken Al Karchok Yaniach, the Asil Dechimut Gomor, Mishum Hochi Yisarev, as the Bach says in Tov Mem Vav, Chomet Shanasa Beyomtiv, Mivaro Beyomtiv. So Machlokas Apostle Matur, and the Rashba holds, and also the Tov, I feel the Chomet Shanasa Beyomtiv, look at Mogan Avram. Tough man base. Alves is exactly the same thing. You saw it inside on the screen, if you recall. The reason why it should be burned. Why Seir Yisarei? Not because the seer will stay seer. If seer will stay seer until Mashiach comes, you don't have to burn it. Because according to this understanding, the reason why the Chachamim introduced beer and Bedikas Chamesh is why. Because of Bayro Bayimotze, if you have any time, there's no Bayro Bayimotze, by Chometz Nukshe. So why bother? And we're afraid it's going to come into Chometz Gomor. We saw it in Magen Avraham, the same Teretz facing the Talmud here in the Korban Asanel, Siv Koton Ches. You may recall the Machs the Shekel, has a tremendous kasha. Happened you burn the Chometz? It's Yomtiv. Turn to the Gemara, Bosa. There's the Gemara about it. On that head, we keep on our last few days. They were coming back to the beginning. The sugars at the very, very beginning of the Masechta. On that Peyam and Aleph. Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Tzarek. The first wide line. Peyam and Aleph. Hari Omer Ach Peyam Arishna Shvisa Sama Bateichem Uchsib Ka Malacha Lo Yehosa Behem. Rashi, Shiad Malacha, Vizu Havara Shalala Tzarachi, Vakosav Asa Malacha Biyamtav, Hilkach HaRishon, We are boss. We had the whole discussion. It's reaching the 15th or the 14th. It must be the 14th. On the 15th, there is an Iser of burning Chometz on Yamtav. Says in my Hamid Bay, is the top line. Rabbi says, Shmame Rabbi Akiva Tlas. Shmame Rabbi Chometz Ala Bistrefa. Shmame Avor Lechalek Yotos. As if it's also Yotos, the same as Shabbos. Ushmamina Lo Aminon Hoel Vahudra Avor Lechorech. Hutranavim Mishalotah. We call this Mitoch. Why it's called a Hoel? Nothing. We call it in our language Mitoch. Good. Good. So some posts can say, we do all Mitoch. So it's we all be told, you can burn chametz on Pesach to avoid Vayiroa uVayimotze. The whole discussion over here now, Vavam and Aleph. Again, we had, let's take a look at this last Gemara. Second wide line, Vavam and Aleph. Hamotze chametz bebeisa beyomtiv, kofa lava sakli. What do you mean, kofa lava sakli? Rashi, the lochaz of the tuktuve. Why? The batle believe me esmo. Habodot tzarach shivat the believer. Ela mishum shol yishkaf yochlenu, sarach kriyas kli. So what will happen, Rav Osai, if something becomes chametz on Pesach, and you weren't mevatalit, on a simple level, you can burn it on Yantif. You pass in mitoch. Yeah, that's on a simple level. So with that, Bogan Avraham, Rav Osai, tough men bays, sifkot and aleph, gave the exact same teretz as at the korban asanel, sifkot and ches, says in Machsa Shekel, Machshin Olam, came in the Marbi Yomdiv, Eich Rashar L'Sarfo, the Torah passes in Tav Mem Vav, you find Chametz on Pesach, Afilu Lo Bitlo, also L'Sarfo L'Yomdiv, Elakofa Olav Kli. Take a look in your Mishnah Brura, Tav Mem Vav, and see what it says. I've also see what it says. Tav Mem Vav. Tav Mem Vav. Imu Yomtiv Sif Aleph, Yichpe Olav Kli, Adalaila, Va'oz Yiva'aren. The question becomes, Gevalt. Take a look at the Mishnah Bruvah. In the Mishnah Bruvah, Shulchan Aruch Mashma, Da Afilu B'chomet Shei Lo Bitlo, Don't you Nishamet Miyot, in our case now. The Yevshel Levatlo, Va'ov Al-Bayra, Afilu Hochi, Ain't Ha'kon Rabbi Kfiyas Kli. So Gevalt, how can the Mavad Avraham say Pshat differently? So I saw that Makor Chaim says, look at Sid Beis. Yesh Misha Omer, the Yomtiv Sheni, Dinat Chalamod, he makes out the Sheni. Ah, very ingenious Pshat of the Makor Chaim. Or is that the Pashat Pshat? So sure enough, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, in Sivkot Vav, in Tav Mem Vav, Aval Harbi Poskim Sobim, the Dach of the Chomet Shebit Lekonu Yadav, Nelav Vayurah, Rabbi Rabbanim Tzor, Biyah Shev Lechol, Then Sagan Bekfiyas Kli. Aval Bechomet Shlobitel, Osi Lav Lebayurah, Vedachi Al Kalponim, Tiltu De Rabbanim, Valkein Mutal Letatlo, Lashlicho Lenar, Ola Beis Hakisei, Ola Faro, Velizrok Leruach. Vafilu Lizrok Mutal Lekama Poskin. Dimitok Shehutra Avaro Letzorech, Hutra Nami, Shelo Letzorech. Vichigonze, Shutzorech, Hayom, Tzas. Korban Asano says, or you saw it, because it's going to become Chometz Gomor, Rav Osai. Alright, he's assuming, I guess, like the Mekilim over here, we say Mitoch. Right? We say Mitoch. But wait a second. What do you mean Mitoch? That's a mitzvah of burning, right? Why is that a mitzvah to burn it? Right now, Rav Osai, it's not yet Chometz. I repeat. Right now, it hasn't become chametz yet. That's the case we're talking about. If you leave it alone a long time, it's going to become chametz. It hasn't become chametz yet. There's no mitzvah strefa. Yes?
Maybe it sounds like Rashi, the tashbis was before it becomes usher, or before
it That's error. That's chametz gomer before the zman. Not chametz is not chametz gomer.
Isn't it simple though?
No. Secondly, says the Chazon Ish, what do you mean, Siri, you sorry? As we just saw. Then he adds, it's mashma rabosai, that even pas, which is baked from botzik of seor, is yisarif. Even though it'll never come to chametz gomer. That already gave me a little bit of a nechama to our last pshat. We wanted to say pshat that seor means chametz, which is baked from seor. As you suggested, so the Chazon Ish writes, well, that's included in Seir. I want to say that's the only case of Seir. At least Chazon Ish says, I'll read it to you inside. This is in his kashas. He has many kashas against the Korban Asanel and the Mogen Avraham. This is in the Chazon Ish Kuf Te Zayin Sivkot and Vav. Quote the Korban Asanel. He has a bunch of kashas. He says like this. says, Keva de Eno Chametz Min HaTorah, right now, Ein Kam Mitzvah Strefa, Afila Rav Yudah. Hey. And therefore, Yochel Levaro Bezoro Leruach Omat Layam, Lohadu Lemisna Yisarev. Hey. B. V'gam Mashma Dafilu Pas Ofu Mi Botzeg Shir is Yisarev. It'll never become Chametz Gomer. All this kash is against the Korban Asana. So what's the right answer? Very nice, Chazanish. You don't like the Korban Asana, give your own answer. Gives a great answer. What's his great answer? El HaKorcho. The below beetle. Gon Shalosh B'yomtov Chayev Levair Midirabona. And when the Rosh said over here, at the beginning of the third parrot, he said, Ein Din B'dika Al Nukshe. Hainu li achar bito. He said to the fairish. But the small ches is. Afa pisha bitlo. So when there's bito, the Rosh suggests, there's no requirement to get rid of the chametz nuksha. Why? There's no bal yiroya, no is. But if there was no bito, then the din that you have to get rid of the chametz. And once the din that you have to get rid of the chametz, it's a mitzvah. Once it's a mitzvah, it's docha yomtiv. Like all the mitzvahs, they're rabbanan. Rabbi Osai, can you carry a lulav on yomtiv? It's yomtiv sheni or some of that? Or things of this nature? You can. Other examples that the mitzvahs, they're rabbanan. You're allowed to do malach on yomtiv. So here too, it's a mitzvah, they're rabbanan. Because why? Because there was no bittul, Rabbi Osai. If there was bittul, then nothing. Then the korban is not are wrong. You would not be able to burn the chametz for all the reasons mentioned over here. The last, it's in Siman Kuf Tezayin, Siv Katan. I only have 5 minutes to go to the shiur. I wanted to give a brief introduction to tomorrow's shiur. Tomorrow is our final shiur. Before we get to the final shiur, let's talk about the Thursday schedule. Thursday is supposed to be the final exam. So final exam here means that we're going to have a shmooze in learning, b'china bal peh. So I need our capable assistant to make appointments for everybody. I'll give you a choice on Thursday. You can either talk about that we've been learning these couple of weeks since Pesach, anything you want. But if you don't, for whatever reason, I'll give you a brera to go back to pre-Pesach stuff, which you probably all chazit, to give it a b'chinas. We'll talk about that. Talk about that too. So you have a choice. This is a very unique choice for Bosai. I mean, I know Tommy don't do other things at this time of the year. So we'll have that. But Thursday, do you make appointments for Thursday? If someone wants to be mocked in to tomorrow, say after Shia, after 3, I'm willing to do it. I have time tomorrow after 3 for those who want to be mocked in to make other, so they can have the other hachanas for other things. Okay? But on Thursday, I think I'm available the whole morning. I should be available, I think, till 2 o'clock, somewhere. So, alright, so you'll make a... Just a quick introduction about to tomorrow's shiur. And again, it's also going to come back I'll start from the backwards. And we're out of time, really. We'll start from backwards. There's an important chazanish, once we have the chazanish open already, the very last chazanish in Siman Kuf Tezai, Sivkot Yud Ches. There is a Gemara, both sides. On Bavam Beis. We spent so much time today, Baruch Hashem, on the first paragraph. We're making amends. We're for the first paragraph. We didn't spend too much time on this year. We already had, a Sugya on Dav Zayin, we had a Sugya on Dav Hey, a Sugya now on Dav Vav. What's it over here on Bavam Beis? The Gemara is on Bavam Beis as follows. Gemara says, Ename Mishum Pi, Habodim Tzorach Shivat. 12 lines up with the small allegories. My time. He named it Mishum Pirurim Holo Chashivi. The first Gemara is Lo Chashivi. What do you mean Lo Chashivi? What do you mean Lo Chashivi? What does that mean Lo Chashivi? What Lo Chashivi? Says the Chazanish as follows. Nire L'inyan Chiyuv Mechitza. Take a look at Bosei Vavamanal. Take a look. Vav Amud Aleph. Fourth white line. Chemtel Shanachri, Osala Mechitza, Asara Tfachim Mishonhek. You have to remember, you can't live with this Chomer for long. You make a Mechitza. Says the Holy Chazanish, in Chir Mechitza, Shetikna Chachamim, Kedyama with Avav Amud Aleph, Ein Chiluk, Ben Piruim, Ugluske Yofi. No distinction. It's only Lo Chashivi with respect to Bittl. Now with respect to Bidika and Mechitza. Hilkach, the famous Chazanish, Chayovin Livdok Es Hasvarim Mishum Chashash Piruin Av She'ein Bohem Kazayis. Whee! It's famous. Chazanish had a whole library. He covered up the whole library with stuff. Took out one Gemara, Baba Kama, whatever he took out, and the whole page was in Baba Kama. And that Baba Kama checked every page, make sure there were no crumbs. That was his personal instincts. That's what he preached. Then he goes further. Piruim Sha'avalem HaPesach Nirudem Asurim Kimo Chomet Shebitlo Vavalem HaPesach V'yaf Al Gav V'lo Shayach Kan Locha Shem Alo Yivki V'leiv Shalom. It's just crumbs. Mikom Akom Nirud Lo Chilka Chachamim B'Dovah. Wow. He's an incredible machmer on Pesach. He did an incredible machmer after Pesach. I mean, after, who cares? We're not going to want to eat the crumbs anyway. But this is what he says. So Shlomo Zalman writes, and I have it downstairs on my guest, Halicha Shlomo, that the Minhag Olam is not like this Chazanish. We do not check all of our svarim. I do recommend that benchers that you use for benching all year long, you set them aside, and you have different benches you only use for Pesach. My brother said, you got so many weddings, you got so many benches, I don't know what to do with them. So that's not hard to do that. But by all the svarim, unfortunately, I'm not a master, I don't have time to learn too much on Pesach anyway. So I probably could follow the Chumash of Chazanish in terms of my learning, but we don't. We didn't grow up that way. Shlomo Zalman's the main Olam is not that way. And the question is why? Chazanish says the only place the Purim is Lo Chashivi is only with respect to Bittul, not with respect to Chiyum Mechitza, and what we call Vedika Ubir. So then tomorrow, that obviously has a lot to do with the sugya over here on Daf Mem Hayim and Beis, the sugya which talks about Botzek Shebesishke Areva. Pogos mi kezayis, big kezayis, I mean, touch the Mishnah already. Kezayis, less than kezayis, more than kezayis, the house, and the kli, the whole sugya in my head, which really haven't gone through, we still can't go through with all the year because it's so many different shittas. But we'll see some of those shittas tomorrow, we'll be netter, and we'll have lunch at 12 o'clock, right? I'll see him. We'll do a lot of beer chomets in the month of Iyar, it's not such a big deal, but we should all be zochim mit Hashem to, maybe we'll be zochim yet this year, to Pesach Sheni. It's Shalom and Chas Chinuch. The Mashiach will come between now and next week. We have another week. Between now and next week, will it be Pesach Sheni or not? Here's Shalom. It's Pesach Rishon, there was no Beis Hamikdash. We should be zoyeche to have that Shalom on Mevi'am.
Yes, sir. I know this is more...